All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 82. Learning today is sponsored by Isaac Nachbar, memory of his father, Yisrael ben David, by Reif and Simi Sefer, memory of their brother, Yehuda Chaim ben Aaron, Tehinishmasam Tzura B'tzura Chaim, and for Refuah Shleima, for Avram David ben Pesha Rivka, and for Shira Bas Devor Leia. Okay, so yesterday there was a picture going around of Trump's impeachment lawyer, David Schoen, an Orthodox Jew, and he was taking a sip of water and he was covering his head with his hand, no kippah on. And they got a lot of attention from the media, from social media, not even Jewish outlets, just all news outlets. What was he doing? And again, even the non-Jewish news outlets were discussing, well, he's an Orthodox Jew and he didn't have a kippah on, so he had to cover his head. And then some were saying, no, but that doesn't even work. They knew the halakha, I guess. Maybe it was just like his instinct. Sometimes his kippah falls off, so he was like trying to hold it when he was taking a drink, whatever it is. But it definitely created it. It began the conversation, and many Jews were quick to point out, that doesn't work, right? You can't use your own hand to cover your head in place of a kippah. So I figured we look at that question. Is it true? Is there any possibility, permissibility, in a shas adchak, to use your own hand as a kippah when necessary? And I'll tell you right now, I think the answer is going to surprise you. So stay tuned to the end. All right, so what's the need, I guess? Is there a halachic requirement to wear a kippah when you're eating and drinking? Is there a halachic requirement to wear a kippah at all? So due to time constraints, without really getting into the sources, I would say the mainstream accepted halachic position is that it's not usser to go to walk around without a kippah. It's not a halachic requirement to wear a kippah, but it's a midah tova. That's where Moshe Feinstein defines it in his tshuva about those who can't wear a kippah to work. They lose their job or whatever. So he says, yeah, it's okay. You don't have to give up your parnasa for it. It's a midah tova. The re'aim is quoted in the Beis Yosef as saying it's a midah chasidus. The way the Shulchan Aruch says is, lo yelech tal amos begilei harosh mipnei kavod ashchina. You shouldn't walk four amos with your head uncovered because of the kavod ashchina. It doesn't say it's aser. The halacha right before it says aser to do this. It doesn't say it's aser. It says you shouldn't. So that's just right off the bat, first and foremost, generally understood as it's a midah tova, good thing to wear a kippah. The Taz does say it's usser. The Taz says it's usser to walk dalet amos without a kippah. It says it's chukas akum. We're trying to copy the goyim. That is the opinion of the Taz. Ramosha says we don't follow the Taz. It's not chukas akum. Fine. I'm not trying to downplay. You open up the Pesukei Teshuvos and they go through many yarei shemayim gedolei olam who were very machbid to always have a covering kippah on their head. And even some go to sleep in their keep in the Mishnah Berurah quotes and Sifkatan Yadavir and Simon Bey, Sifkatan Yadalev, that Midas Chasidus, Afilu Pachus Midal Ramas, Vafilu Be'ez Hashena Balaila, that there's a Midas Chasidus even when you're sleeping to wear a kippah. So, you know, even when we're sleeping, certainly when we're walking, we should always try to keep it on our head. But to be accurate, to be precise, most of the poskim would say it's not a din, but a good Amida Tova. Okay. That's when you're just walking around. Is there an added requirement? Maybe it is more intense when you're making a bracha. Okay, there's nothing really specific about eating per se, but when you're making a bracha, there is a heightened level of intensity here, I guess, in the requirement to wear your kippah. And that is quoted by the Tat Rav Yerucham. It's quoted by the Beis Yosef, the Rav Yerucham, and the Taz. Have the lashon. I'll read it. She aser levarich begilei harosh. It's aser. There it says aser. It's forbidden to make a bracha with your head uncovered without wearing a kippah. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Tzadi Aleph Siv Gimel as a yesh omrim. Although he doesn't quote someone who argues, he says yesh omrim she aser lahotzi as kara mipiv barosh megula. It's aser to let God's name come out of your mouth with an uncovered head. So this beforehand, I was talking about just, you know, walking around without a kippah. Okay, that's a midah tova to have your kippah on. Now we're saying to mention God's name, so the Taz says it's usher, and the Shulchan Aruch also says yesh omrim that it's usher to let God's name come out of your mouth without a kippah. So that already is much more serious when it comes to making a bracha. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked, well, what about boys in public school who don't wear kippahs, and they say the Pledge of Allegiance, and they say one nation under God, and they say God's name. He says, to say God like that in English, and it's not like a davar shebekedusha, it's not your kavana, that's okay. But to say a bracha, that's a different story, and it's usher to do so without wearing a kippah. Okay, so back to our situation, David Schoen. It would be usher to make a bracha to drink without a kippah. I'm not even sure he was making the bracha. Maybe he already made a bracha. He was just drinking. But the bracha is really what is the ikker thing here without a kippah. Okay, let's say you don't have any kippah available and you need to make a bracha. So what are your options? So the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both say, Shulchan Aruch and Sadi Aleph Dalad, the Ramah and Ayin Dalad Beis, that to use your own hand does not work because it's part of your body. It's not a head covering. It's your own body. It doesn't work. But they both say, the Shulchan Aruch says, you can use someone else's hand. So you have a friend, You can put your hand on your head, and that works for bracha. That works for bracha, says the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah says your sleeve. If you could pull out your sleeve a little, and that could cover your head, that would work for a bracha. Just not your own hand. So your sleeve or somebody else's hand. Let's say none of that's available, like the David Shon there. You can't get someone else's hand. His sleeve, it wasn't going to work. Would have been too weird. All right, first of all, you don't have to drink. Okay, you can just pass up on drinking. But if you got a drink or whatever, so get this. The Mishnah Berurah, and this is also quoted by the Piskei Tshuva, says that if you're in a Shas HaTzchak, like he says the example is the middle of the night, and you don't have a sleeve on, you don't have anybody else's hand, you don't have a kippah, and you just want to take a drink, he says, V'yesh mikilim b'shas HaTzchak, the Mishnah Berurah, and simen beis of katan your beis, kigon b'layla shirotz lishtos, ve'ein lo kova b'rosho, didai b'ma shemechase rosho b'yado. In a Shas HaTzchak, it's enough to cover your head with your own hand. The Piskei Tshuva says this here, B'Shas HaTzchak, Yoil Gam Lachasos Biyado. So it would come out that in a real pressing situation, that you need a drink, you need to eat, and you don't have a kippah, you don't have any other recourse to use your own hand. Again, this is far from Lechatchila, but B'Shas HaTzchak, pressing situation, it would be permissible, better than nothing, to use your own hand as a kippah.